Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live. GCNLIVE.com. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren is with us. Welcome.
Hello, and how are you, sir?
You know, I'm really well, and that was something that I wanted to ask you about. So I mentioned on USA Prepares about a week ago that I had this theory. Actually, it's more than a theory. It's actual facts put together. With a conclusion. And the facts are that when COVID first reared its ugly head around January, we reported around January of 2019, that we learned that there would be a vaccine, and then later we learned that the vaccine, some of the vaccines, and this week we'll call it alleged vaccine, spoiled because somebody forgot to keep it cold, and the vaccine was ruined. And so we learned through that news report that the vaccine vials must be kept cold, refrigerated, or it's no longer viable as an alleged vaccine. All right, those are the facts. Then I mentioned that this cool down, this rapid cool down that we had about 10 days ago in December, absolutely brutal cold. And I mentioned that the virus could be aerosolized and sprayed from overhead, and people would breathe it, and the cold weather would keep it viable. This is all hypothesis. And if that were the case, we could all get really sick. And then what happened was we had this massive cool down, minus 7 here at the farm, minus 20 to 30 in Montana. So all over the country, it was unseasonably cold, record cold. Then a couple weeks later, or around the same time, plus or minus 10 days, people got really, really sick, really sick. Massive coughing fits, fever, chills, sweats, the flu. I got the flu, as it was called. And I was watching a YouTube video that Gwyneth sent me, and PJ Barton sent me from England about a family of farmers here in Missouri. And they talked about their Christmas, how absolutely miserable it was. They couldn't get out of bed. They were just sick, sick as could be. Same exact symptoms that I just described. Greg Lesher in Utah, USA Prepares instructor, called in, and he reported the same exact thing. I called somebody in Missouri. Actually, I called a bunch of people in Missouri. They all had the same thing. And then I talked to people out of state. Montana, they had the same thing. Have you noticed this in your practice, Dr. Sergey?
Both, practice and emergency room practice as well. excuse me.
Sounds like you had it.
What's that say again? Yeah.
Please continue.
Even had a little something myself as well. And again, it's hard to say because I'm exposed to all sorts of stuff, for a living. So when people are sick, they come to see me to get better. So that means I'm always pretty much in the front lines as long as I'm doing active clinical care, which I am. Yes, lots of stuff going around, especially influenza A, but also other strains. And then there is this COVID, and when you have the testing that's absolutely not reliable, in other words, and you don't trust it, then what's the point of running a test when you're feeling bad? Because if you don't trust, or you're not going to utilize the results in any productive manner. So that's my question. If the test is not useful, or if it doesn't lead you to a better place, what's the point of testing? Which is, a lot of people ask me for tests. Okay, no problem. But whatever it's going to do for you is not much value. But anyway, the whole thing is, you nailed it. If there is, I cannot speak medically here, but if there's a common sense to be used here, this is one thing leading to another. So, Vincent, I'm just going to say your theory makes sense, truly.
Okay, well, the next part's even worse. My mind runs wild, and lately I've been sitting up in the middle of the night like, oh no, and I have these revelations, or I have these thoughts, or my mind runs wild, and I connect dots, and this one's no good. This one is absolutely, I have a great fear that it could transpire. However, it's terrible, and here's what it is. So, when HIV was first unleashed, it was well reported that it was through injections to protect against hepatitis. Okay, so the hepatitis injections were allegedly laced with HIV, which became AIDS. Okay, that is very similar, as we know, to COVID and the current sicknesses. But you got to inject somebody. And then we find that the vaccine, more people are sick from the vaccine than were sick without the vaccine. Okay, mm-hmm. So it looks like the vaccine is a delivery system. And then of course, there's the aerosolized version, which is, you breathe on somebody, get in an airplane, and the recycled air that's recycled 11 times before it's exhausted, that's a real concern. Or going into a venue where there's lots of people, recycled air, lots of problems with that. All right. Then the next thing is aerosolize it from the sky, and then here's where it gets really bad. Put it in the food. Now, it obviously can be put in the water, but there's chlorination in the water, which would kill just about any living thing on the planet in the right kind of concentrate. Including us, right?
Humans, by the way.
Right, well. Including us. Yeah. And it was used in World War I as a weapon, and it was banned by the Geneva Convention. So, don't be lobbing chlorine canisters at the enemy anymore. You can't do that, allegedly, according to the Geneva Convention. But and biologicals are banned as well. However, that's not stopping anybody.
Allegedly, right, yeah.
Allegedly, right. So then the next thing is food. Why go through all this hassle to kill people when it can just be put in the food? So we are now creating laboratory extruded food like synthetic meat. Well, if that's the case, and people are saying, boy, this burger, it looks like a burger, it kind of tastes like a burger, boy, what a great idea, what an incredible thing. Oh, I think that's what they call it, the incredible burger. So now we have the technology to lace, embed a pathogen or a weapon in our food. And that's where it's terrifying, because if a person, and this is just my mind running wild, if a person is starving because we have food shortages, because the crops aren't growing, because the sun has been occluded, and people are hungry, would they eat food that they know will make them docile? Would they eat food that would make them fat and lazy? Would they eat food that they know that would make them just sit on the couch and not resist the tyranny that's headed toward them that's already here? And I have a feeling the answer is, I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm going to jump in here, and thank you for saying that. Right on. Let me give you a perfect example of something in the history. When the Native Americans were, I'm not sure I'll get in trouble for using the word, but were literally annihilated by the U.S. government, and hey, it is what it is. Let's just speak the truth. They got blankets. Those blankets were laced with, bad things, apparently, and a lot of people died. At the same time, there are some of those winters, from what I understand, the reason they had to take those blankets is because it was freezing. So you either froze to death or you died from the diseases that came from blankets. But either way, the result is the same. So same concept. Thanks.
So back in the Middle Ages, when there were castles in Europe, and the castles were being under siege, the enemy could take a trebuchet, a catapult, and lob some dead animals over the castle walls.
Or send a sick, diseased human in somehow under the guise of something, get them into the city, and then boom. Isn't that how the plague kind of started?
Yeah, and that brings us to, it's been reported as of yesterday, well, actually today, that there are now 250 million people that were infected with COVID in China last month. Now, that's three quarters of the entire population of the United States. We have about 330 million here. 250 million people were infected in China last month. And the numbers are staggering. The numbers are, it's estimated that about 25,000 people could die a day in the very near future. I'm talking about, within a weeks or a month. 25,000 a day could die. Roughly 100,000 people in China have already died in December. These are huge numbers. So it looks like this is pretty serious stuff. And our border is wide open, and we are not checking people coming in that are flying in. So if, Joe, if we have these numbers, and I'm reading this in the news, so I'm sure the government has, I'm sure that's in quotes, has a handle on what's going on ahead of what I have. How come we are letting people fly in from China? How come, Joe? Really, how come? It makes no sense to me. As a matter of fact, in biblical times, weren't lepers quarantined so y'all wouldn't catch it? Isn't that what they did?
That's the concept, right? Yeah.
When we come back, I think we probably frightened the class enough, but think about this, class. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Let's talk about what we can do, and then let's talk about occupations within medicine.
Not high with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, this is quite frightening. And if you think about it, if they decide to improve our food to the point where it makes us, you know, docile, it makes us less innovative, it destroys our get up and go, so we don't want to get up and go. And if you just look at the facts are that people don't want to go to work. When they're at work, they're quietly quitting. They're saying, you know, they're not paying me enough to do this job. And back when I was working, it was completely different. I wanted to show the boss that I could do a job, whatever it was, better than everybody else. Everybody else. I was determined to do a better job, to focus more, to spend more hours there, to work way harder, to prove to the boss that I was worthy of continued employment. And then what would happen is I'd get raise after raise after raise. And that's the way it was. But now people don't want to work. Our son, you met our son.
He's not typical of the generation, by the way. God bless.
Well, here's an interesting thing, Dr. Sergey. He wanted to see if he should get a job, because farming just isn't cutting it. I mean, we're slowly dying on the vine here. There's not enough income to keep the farm viable. So what he decided to do was look into opportunities. So he just showed up at three car dealerships Ford, Chevrolet, and Mercedes. Just showed up in Springfield, and he walked around, and they wanted to know what he was doing. He wanted to talk to people about what it's like working there, and then he finally talked to the bosses. And they said, to Mercedes, threw him out. He's most qualified in Mercedes, but they threw him out, which I think is really kind of funny. But the Chevy dealer and the Ford dealer, top management, interviewed him, brought him to the conference room, and they talked to him about what he'd be doing. They'd have him on the fast track, and the bottom line was he called to thank him after it was all over, and they said they were so excited that he called. But they were really bummed out when he said, but he called to thank him, but to tell him he wasn't going to take the job. So,
yep.
So what I'm saying is they were so surprised that he had initiative, which, and what I'm saying, as part of trying to connect these dots, here we have someone who is has initiative, who has desire, who has proven results. They want to hire him, but he doesn't want to work there. And yet, most of the people that do work there don't have the initiative that he has.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen if we take that lack of initiative that most people have and then enhance it by making it worse by lacing their food and making them fatter and more docile?
Well, it's already been happening for a long time, but it's getting more expedited. I'm actually... sitting at the same table with Dr. Norm Shealy. He's finishing his breakfast right now, but he'll jump in a bit. Vincent, the food has been, our environment has been poisoned for a long, long time. Decades. I mean, maybe more than that. Probably hundreds of years, actually. But it's been more bastardized since, Rockefellers and all that other wonderful stuff. And Dad knows a lot more about this, but the environment hasn't been friendly for a long time. I mean, most of the food that we're eating is garbage, literally, truly garbage.
Yeah.
And now it's going to get even more specialized garbage. Meatless meat and, all kinds of genetically modified. Oh, God, I can't even get started on that.
Well, Dr. Shealy and I have been broadcasting for many, many years, over a decade. And he has a distinct position on meat and whether meat is required or not. May we ask Dr. Shealy that? Dr. Shealy,
already thinking you were going to ask. Here he is.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Shealy. You and I have talked about meat, and I certainly do not want to put words in your mouth. But what are your thoughts about not eating meat? Is it healthy to not eat meat?
No. It's healthier to eat meat.
Yeah. So what happens if we don't eat meat? Where do we get B12 from?
Well, you miss a number of amino acids, but especially choline.
Yeah. So yes or no, Dr. Shealy, is meat required for good health?
Yes. Absolutely essential.
There you go. Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren, and I will be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Since 1890, the Tournament of Roses has produced America's New Year's celebration, bringing the traditions of the Rose Parade and Rose Bowl game together in Pasadena, California. Today's festivities kick off at 11 a.m. Eastern. As China is blowing up with record number COVID infections, the communist country is allowing their people to travel the world. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned America Sunday Chinese President Xi Jinping could rapidly spread COVID-19 again across the globe. Robert Charles, former naval intel officer on Fox, agrees.
It's not practical to simply say, look, show us a test, because even if the test shows negative, we know that maybe a quarter of the tests that show up negative are actually positive.
Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was inaugurated on Sunday, capping a return to Brazil's presidency 12 years after leaving office. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, medical doctor. Dr. Sergey Shealy-Sorens with us, medical doctor. And Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about the food that we're eating and it making us more and more docile? Do you think it's possible that that's why young people today at work say, you know, they're not paying me enough to do this kind of job? I've actually experienced that. I experienced going into an auto parts store, O'Reilly's, and I mentioned to the guys who were lollygagging behind the counter, I said, when I was your age and I was behind the counter at an auto parts store, I opened every box to see what the parts were. So when a customer would come in and say, you all have one of these, and put that on the counter. And I go, yeah, we've got three of those. And let me show you if it's okay with you. Let me show you what each one looks like and the differences and why one is more expensive than the next and the next. And so I knew what we had because I opened every box. And the guy behind the counter said, they don't pay me enough to do that.
Well, you know, I don't think they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So do you think, Dr. Shiller, do you think it could be that the food could be used as a weapon later? I mean, not only to get people to do what the bosses want them to do or the controllers want them to do, meaning, you know, y'all don't do what we say, we're not going to feed you. I don't mean necessarily that. What I mean is lace the food with ingredients that will make people control their minds or make them more amenable to have their minds controlled, make them more amenable to go into the coal mines, and make them more amenable not to complain, and make them less eager to fight and combat the system that may be corrupt.
I think that the number one and two problems in the world are depression and agitation.
What does that mean, Dr. Shuley? Depression and agitation, number one and two problems.
Well,
how do you see that manifesting?
Is sadness, you know, regret, and agitation is suppressed anger to some extent.
Vincent, allow me to jump in with my two cents on that, because I know exactly where Dr. Shiley is heading with this. You take out the control center, the mind, you get people depressed, anxious, low on serotonin, low on dopamine, low on neurochemicals because of the poisons and the system dysfunction. You get them dysregulated in terms of the metabolic syndrome, in terms of insulin, which leads to the hormonal dysfunction. Including male hormones, female hormones. Now you have low testosterone, abnormal estrogen, progesterone. Now you've got all sorts of problems. Now you've got a lot of dysbiosis, GI problems. Now you've got I can paint a terrible picture where everything in the body is dysregulated and is dependent on the pharmaceutical industries and powers that be. And what better way to control and have power and money than people who are dependent on you because they are truly dependent. They have physiological needs that are basically compromised, and you're the solution. So that's where the trouble becomes, and this is where the solution becomes too. Where the problem, there's the opportunity. So this is a good time to wake up and to say, you know what, I need to address my personal health. I need to address my nutrition, and there's a lot to talk about that. Activity, movement, sleep, rest, body mass index, stress solution. That's what we talk about, biogenic, sorogenic training. There's lots of other ways, but you got to do something right. And then, of course, there's devices like PEMF. There's things of that nature. But most important is the mindset, because we are breeding, we're creating a population, we are creating a generation that is literally fit for enslavement. Mental, emotional, and physical. Weak people who are basically weak-minded and weak-bodied. And what better population to control than that? I'm just going to say it that way. And I hope I don't offend anybody, but it's the truth that I know it.
So are we saying that someone might be depressed and then through a medical professional, that person might be prescribed some anti-depression medicine, which makes them maybe even more lethargic. And then we have a spiral of complications that require more medication, which makes everything worse and worse and worse. And pretty soon that person can hardly even move. Is that what we're talking about?
Isn't that where most of the world is these days? We're here, my friend.
I think it is. I think it is.
Yeah.
You know, I went to see my pulmonologist for a checkup, and I said I weaned myself off one of the meds that she had prescribed. She couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe that number one, that I was able to do it. Number two, that I did do it. And she recommended that I don't do it. And I said, well, it's too late. I already done it.
Well, you know, you're going against the business model there. You know, you see how you're cutting into the profit there. You shouldn't do that, you know, for the system. The system is not happy. But you should do it for yourself.
I think that what I just heard you say is so salient, so important. Hit the nail right on the head. Business model.
Yes, sir.
Business. I didn't hear you say treatment model. I didn't hear you say health model. I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, I heard you say business model.
Money and power. That's all. Rockefellers, but before that,
wow,
there were other parties.
Class,
Norm can talk about a lot about that. Yeah.
Class, I hope you all heard exactly what I heard. Business model. So when you think about health and medicine, I think you ought to throw the term business model into that equation. And it's so clear to me that, Dr. Sergey, here's the way I see it, and please correct me if I'm wrong. Person gets sick, goes to the hospital. The hospital says, okay, here's what we're going to put you on. Here are the meds. And the person feels really good. It works. I'm talking about, for example, steroids. Works really good. The person feels like Superman for a while. And then slowly declines, and it's imperceptible to the person almost that their health is in decline, and pretty soon they can't even get up.
Right.
Is that right?
I'll give you a quick analogy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a terrible experiment. Now, I haven't seen this with my own eyes, but apparently if you take a frog, if somebody takes a frog, put them in a hot boiling water, the frog is going to jump out, doesn't want to be boiled. No living organism wants to die, generally. Take the same creature, put it in the lukewarm water, warming up gradually, gently, so to speak, over time, that frog is going to be boiled to death before it realizes it can't get out. By that point, it's done. We're no different than that.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that medical example that I was talking about, where you are patched up and then you're in slow decline, is that example of the frog in warm water. It feels really good to get in a nice warm bath. And then you might not notice that the temperature is increasing to the point where you can't get out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very, very
so
well
this
said.
This is where the focus is.
So what about...
Yeah, such as yourself, who bring it, and us, you know, and all the instructors, who bring the awareness and attention to the folks. But here's the thing. It's not the folks that bring the attention. It's the folks that need to listen. Take it in. Because it's a personal journey.
Dr. Sergey, years ago, we had, before you and I met, we had Get Prepared Expos. Thousands of people would come to conventions, and we'd have, you know, 80 seminars over a two-day period, 81-hour seminars. I mean, it was a massive event of preparedness, and we'd have weekly meetups at a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri.
I was there.
There were a lot of people. You were there?
Yeah. I remember one or two episodes at some point, specifically when Norm and I came, and I remember the people there. But, yeah, go ahead, please, yeah.
Okay, so what, during those years, I initially thought, I'm talking around 2011, when the expo started, I thought there were about 10% of the population who were preparedness-minded. And then I realized it wasn't 10%, that was way too much. And then I thought 5%. And I thought, I think that's too much. And then I thought, like, 3%, 2%, 1%. Now it's 0.1%. Actually, 0.01% is what I think in terms of preparedness. Does that seem like a reasonable number, or does that seem way, way, way too low? Very few people. Very few.
No, actually, Dad, do you want to jump in with how many people are truly healthy and prepared to take care of themselves?
Well, actually, only 2.75% are truly healthy, and 97.5% are unhealthy to a greater or lesser extent.
Okay. So if you take people who are healthy, not all of them are preparedness-minded. I mean, some people are just healthy but don't fully engage in the preparedness model, which is, and the preparedness model is really simple. It's having what you need before you need it. So it's before you open that refrigerator. It's simple. It really is. It's the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. It's making sure that you have those items in your refrigerator that you want to retrieve from your refrigerator before you open the door to your refrigerator. So you put them in yesterday so you have them today. That's what preparedness is. And opening the refrigerator and saying, shoot, there's nothing to eat. That is the opposite of being prepared.
Yes, absolutely.
So I think, I really think it's way less than 1%. And I'm not talking about healthy people. I'm talking about of everybody. I don't think there are very many people who are preparedness-minded. And I have a feeling that the ones who are not are going to succumb to a lot of maladies, health maladies, situational bad situations they can't extricate themselves from, etc. So, Dr. Sergey, this feeling that I have that people were really sick in December, was this an extraordinary wave of sickness that you've experienced in your practice, if you can talk about that? Is that something that happened very quick onset?
Yeah, I'll just give you if you were to draw a graph, you know, that would, in other words, over the years, let's say, and it would be how intense and how many people get sick. In other words, the number and the severity on one scale represented by SUMA, by different graphics, and as well as the years that have go by. So I've been in practice over 20 plus years and seen a lot of stuff through. I mean, not obviously as many as Dr. Schielich has been around a lot more decades than I have. But this is absolutely unusual, and this is not consistent with what I know about human physiology. This is not, this is extraordinary, let's put it this way.
Well said, well said. We'll be right back.
Trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us and Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren's with us. And if you'd like to call their clinic and make an appointment, the same clinic that I go to, the same place that I buy my vitamins, minerals, and supplements, you can call them during business hours, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. You can go to their website, which I remember as normshealy.com only because I've been saying that for about 12 years. Norm Shealy, NormShealy.com, normshealy.com. That'll take you to the website for Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren. What are your thoughts about joining the medical profession? As I mentioned, our son is thinking about gaining employment so that he can continue affording to keep the farm. What are your thoughts about that?
Okay, so here's my two cents on that. If I had a choice of going back into the medical profession, would I? I probably would, just because it's a battlefield that needs some good guys, so to speak. It is a battlefield. If anybody's going to go into it, please realize that you're going to go into a pharmacomafia. Vincent, I'm just going to put myself on the edge here. I'm just going to say it. Pretend you're playing let's say a video game, Grand Mafia or something like that. You know, like one of those where the organized crime, everything is organized. The pharmaceuticals, the education, the medical system, medical school, hospitals, insurance. Dr. Shealy wrote a book, Third Party Rape. Remember, how many years ago was that? That decades. You think it's 25 plus years ago. So anyway, I just think you're entering the system, and if you don't mind learning from the system and still being a good guy at the end of the process, if you can keep your mind and your brain and your heart alive and well, God bless. Please go ahead and enter the healthcare system. If you don't think that you're going to be strong enough, you think you're going to succumb along the way, or the 12 plus years of indoctrination is going to get you, which the system is very good at getting you, then yes. But at some point, if a person is pure-hearted enough and wants to make a difference, this is a good time for bright people to come in and change the system from the inside. That's what Dr. Shealy and I are doing. But of course, the system doesn't like it. Nobody wants to be disrupted, of course. Well,
So in that case, if a person were going to do it, isn't the pretty much the only way to enter the field through the existing system?
Well, you could. Here's the trouble. There is a segregation, separation, and there is a complete disconnect between the so-called conventional, which is a lot of testing is fantastic. So the diagnostics in the conventional is well organized, and it's a good system for that. But the trouble is it's linked, it's connected to the treatment set. In other words, here's a problem, here's a solution. It's a protocol, it's standards of care. And those standards are based on that pharmacomafia-based protocol where everyone is untrained and everyone is very brainwashed. So if you enter the hospital, yes, you'll probably get the right diagnosis, probably, possibly. Oh, yeah, unless it goes deeper than just the symptoms, in which case, forget about diagnosis. You're just going to get the symptom treatment. But the short of it is that the system is literally designed as an indoctrination process. It's a business model. If you can enter the business model and say, okay, I'm going in undercover and I'm going to do what I've got to do as a human being and I'm going to learn what this beast is about and then I'm going to cut its head from inside out, so to speak, as opposed to outside in. You know, if they have a dragon with seven heads spitting fire in every direction and you can't even approach, the best way to come in is from the inside. But again, I didn't say it out loud. So if a person is in that mindset, great, come in and change the world. Otherwise, be aware that whoever comes in pure is going to be chewed out and compromised and beaten up and, you know, all the other stuff as you go through. And hopefully you still have your heart when you get out.
You know, I mentioned, here's an example. One of the things that USA Prepares does is we actually present exclamation points. We talk about it. We talk about what the situation is, and we talk about what to do about it. And we talk from facts, things that have actually happened, and very often firsthand experiences. So let me share one of those with you. I mentioned on the air with you several weeks ago, I asked about heart murmurs. What are heart murmurs? And I believe your response is they're complicated and there are many different things that cause them. Well, here's what happened to me. And we haven't talked about that since, but here's what happened to me. I went for my annual Medicare checkup. And it's required that I show up once a year. And the doctor who's been checking me for years and years and years spent a lot of time on my chest with a stethoscope. And the doctor told me, Vincent, I think you have a heart murmur. I want to get you checked out. So I got checked out. But immediately when I heard that, I put myself on CoQ10. Dr. Shuley gave me some Kyani Nitro Extreme. I had an appointment with my pulmonologist a few weeks later. She said she didn't hear a heart murmur. They did an echo. No heart murmur. None. So we can take care of our health, right? But the first doctor had no idea what CoQ10 was. How's that possible?
Well, airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.